نستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ثم ما بعد، many people attribute children to God. The Arabs used to say that the angels are the daughters of God. One Jewish sect at the time of the Prophet used to claim that Ezra is the son of God. And the overwhelming majority of the Christians still believe that Jesus is the son of God. Now, the Quran has many rational arguments against this. It says that this is a contradiction in terms. If God is the creator, he cannot be a father. Because if he is the creator, then the relationship between him and everything else, everything other than him, is the relation between the creator and the created. So where is, how can you describe the son? Is he or any child, whether the son or daughter? If you say that he is created by God, then he cannot be his child. You don't create your child. It gives birth to the child. She doesn't create it. If you say it is not created by him, then who created the child? So there is a contradiction between someone being creator and being father at the same time. This is the first Quranic argument. The second one is that it is the mother who gives birth to the child. And those who say that Jesus is the son of God, they say at the same time that Mary is his mother. But they don't say that Mary is God's wife. So the Quran says, how can God have a child seeing that he has no wife? If he has no wife, then he cannot have a child. That is, if you take a child in the ordinary sense of the word. Some Christians I argued with tell me, no, you are taking the word child literally. That's not what we need. And I tell them that the onus is on you. You explain to yourselves and to us what you mean by child. What is it that is in Jesus that distinguished him from other of God's creation? In what sense is he a child? Is he a child? In what sense is he the only son of God? You have to explain this to us and to yourselves. As far as we know, a child is a child. Now, the Quran also says that God is self-sufficient. He doesn't need to have a child. There is a verse in the Quran which says, قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. They say that God has taken unto himself a child. Subhana, exalted be he. And you are attributing something that is degrading. God has all the attributes of perfection. Now you are attributing to him something which does not suit him as a creator. Subhana, huwa al-ghani. Huwa al-ghani, he is self-sufficient. If he is self-sufficient, he doesn't need a child. Why is he self-sufficient? Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Everything in heaven and on earth belongs to him. It is not his child. It is his. It is something which he owns. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. إِنْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا. Then he says that, tell them that you have no evidence for this. How can you attribute to God something for which you have no evidence, especially when it is something that does not suit God? You are in fact insulting God when you say that he has a child. The Quran says, yes, God can, it is possible for him to adopt a child. That is, there is no contradiction here. لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا مصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء. Had he wanted to have a child, he would have chosen from among his creation someone and adopt that as a child. But even that doesn't suit him. Some Christians say, why do you say that God cannot have a child? God can do anything. And we tell them that there is difference between being able to do something and doing something. Many of us can kill children. We have the power to do that. But we don't do it because we believe that this is something that is immoral. And so even if God could have a child, he wouldn't do that. And if it is a contradiction in terms, then the Muslim scholars say the power of God does not apply to contradictions. You don't, if someone says, can God put someone in hellfire and in paradise at the same time, we tell him that you are talking nonsense. You are talking nonsense. There is no idea in your mind. This is a contradiction. And contradictory statements have zero context, as the logicians said. So, these are some of the Quranic arguments for saying that God does not and cannot, as a creator, have a child. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. Assalamu alaikum.